This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty, well, Stephanie Joy.
Thanks.
That was nice, wasn't it?
That was very nice.
folks, if this is the first time you've been listening to the Sons of Liberty, I want you to understand who the ministry is and what it is that we have done. We've done over 350 high schools in 24 different states without the help of anybody, without the intervention of man. Our opposition was the professed church in America. And, again, even to raise funds to do the high schools across the country, we had to do street teams just to raise the money. Case in point, going all the way to Florida, Key West, Florida, doing the high school assembly. We had two assemblies set up out there. We were paid $500 to get out there. And once we got out there, we actually had to raise the rest of the money so we could get back home when we were doing tours.
Keep in mind, that was Key West, Florida.
Oh, yeah,
that
from Minnesota.
Like, right.
Exactly.
That was like the very bottom of the state
of
Florida.
And I also want people to understand that if you're not in the fight, if you're not fighting in the battles for what we're called to fight for, namely the souls of men, seeking and saving that which is lost, nobody really cares about what your opinion is. Because most people look at a ministry like mine and they say, man, that guy is just, it's almost surreal to them. But it's not surreal when you're in the ring 24/7 being attacked by every Tom, Dick, and Harry, literally from the communist organizations. And I would ask those that critique and bite on our heels in this ministry. I'm just kind of curious, what is it that you're doing for the kingdom? What is it that you're doing for your country? What is it that you're doing for God? Because people do need to understand that when we say we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, we deal with the atheists that most people refuse to deal with. We're the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. Again, we're bringing forth the light that reproves darkness, Ephesians 5. We're the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. Well, most people are critiquing a ministry like mine. 4,000 babies a day were murdered. What are you doing about the problem? And again, friends, we're the patriots that the globalists despise. I want people to understand that the Sons of Liberty Media and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, we're in the fight 24/7. If you're not in the fight with us, nobody cares about your opinion. If you're in the fight with us, hey, we can do this thing together. But there's very far and few between that really understand what it takes to get the job done. And when Jesus said straight and narrow and difficult is the way, let me tell you, friends, straight and narrow and difficult is the way. We don't need the criticisms of those that don't understand what we're called to do. And I'm talking about the criticisms of those that should know better. And I'm also talking about the criticisms of those that stand back and watch us get beat up and critique us. It reminds me of a football game where you have 40,000 people in the arena complaining about what the quarterback is doing.
Right.
Yet the quarterback is fighting to maintain his position on the field to bring it forth to the end zone so they can win the game. Just an analogy. It's what we're doing here 24/7.
You know, when you look at like the actual veteran and then you look at the historian, when you hear a historian speak about war, for example, like World War II, I remember watching a documentary where I was listening to a historian talk about World War II as if these guys...
The Band of Brothers.
The Band of Brothers,
yep.
Right. these guys did this and they went through this and that, and he was talking all big and bad. But then when you talk with a veteran who actually experienced World War II and saw his buddies get blown up, he's humble, he's teary-eyed. I mean, it's hard for me to even speak about his experiences because he knows what it's like to feel the heat of the battle. The historian can talk all big and bad they want, but the bottom line is they've never been in the war.
And, you know, a good question to ask those critiquers is, why was Jesus Christ crucified on the cross? Why were the prophets stoned and speared through? And why were they crucified upside down? Why were the apostles killed? And I'm just kind of curious to know why that was. And again, keep in mind, Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another. If the world hates you," said Jesus, "you know that it hated me before it hated you." Why did it hate Christ?
Because Christ testified against them that their deeds were evil.
John 7:7 and John 15, if you go down just a little bit in the Cambridge version, again, exhibiting scripture through testimony, friends. We're talking out of experience here. Jesus uncovered their sin.
That's right. He took the cloak of covering off of their
sin. That's right.
And they didn't like it.
And even going to that, just to go back to what I was talking about a minute ago here, it's interesting. They're critiquers of the ministry. They're critiquers. It's not coming from those that, the left, as they call it, we expect it.
Right.
But from those that should know the Word of God and those that should know the Constitution, hey, friends, I'm telling you what, shame on you, big time, because you are helping the world beat the crap out of those that are actually the champions for the faith, regardless if you know it. Just ask Micaiah. Just ask Elijah. Just ask Daniel. Just ask Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Just ask the apostles. Just ask Esther. Just ask Ruth. Just ask Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Just ask King David. Just ask. You get
the
point? But with
David, who said, "I expected it, but I didn't expect it from you." So when you go back and say,
Paul said that, and you're talking about
where Psalms. Yeah.
Okay, you're thinking of where David is going out to the battlefield, and his brother Joab looked at him and said, "We know your pride."
If you think about it, you look at the people who are supposed to support you and supposed to help you, it's a totally different story. I remember even, too, in calling people, sometimes, back in the beginning of the ministry, we were doing a lot of churches and calling churches. Well, there's a pastor that I knew from growing up. I knew his sons, and I expected him to say, "Hey, come on into our church and share your message." And he wasn't like that. It's like, wait a second.
Is this the guy that had on his billboard, his church billboard, "Our Sundays are better than Dairy Queen"?
It was a different pastor.
I'm not even kidding you.
The same point. Yeah. The same point is there is when you expect to say, well, listen, the church are the ones that should be behind you and really say, yes, praise God for your message. But a lot of times they're the ones that say, oh.
I can tell you why. I can tell you, even reading Matthew 23. I mean, it's a good thing, even going to Moses, because Jesus rebuked the Pharisees throughout the chapter of Matthew 23. And if you go back to the Old Testament, Jeremiah 23, they're doing the same thing, because it's the same Christ through his church doing the same things, rebuking the church for what they're leaving undone.
Right.
And anyways, aside of that, friends, I want people to understand that this ministry is in the fight. And if you are a doer of the Word and not a hearer only deceiving yourselves, listen, we want you a part. We want you on board. But if not, we don't have time to turn around and babysit people that have the same Bible that we do. But the difference is, you need to understand that in this ministry, we apply the Word. We understand the warfare. We understand, again, the trials and the tribulations and the persecutions that come with it. So, in saying all that to say that, friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on our brand new website, Sons of Liberty Media. Friends, you guys are knocking it out of the park, and we appreciate that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. You can also check us out on Twitter, BradleyDean1. Phone lines will be accessible today, 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We'll be right back on the other side of this break.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. I like that new commercial. That actually sounded pretty good.
Yeah, I like that.
David Jeremiah. Mm-hmm. He actually does, I believe, McDonald's, Coca-Cola commercials, as does he do commercials for Walmart's.
Really?
Yeah, a whole plethora of different companies he works for.
It's amazing how someone can just change their voice like that and just start talking like that out of the blue.
I mean, yeah. Here, I want to give you, if you would be so kind as to just sit back and relax and enjoy this message. Because the more I study the prophets, the more I understand why the prophets were consistently under attack, namely by their own people. As a matter of fact, I was just reading Matthew, the book of Matthew, last night. I've been going through that whole book, and just interesting to note how many threatening scriptures were given by Jesus Christ to those that opposed him, and they didn't realize that he was actually sent to them for the purpose of bringing forth repentance, because the word says that he didn't come to the righteous, he came to
call the sinners to repentance.
Exactly, and that was exactly what he came to do. And it was just interesting, analogy after analogy after analogy he gave to those that opposed him, and how many times he told the people that were following him, his true apostles and disciples, so on and so forth, how many times he told them, beware of the leaving of these people, beware of the leaving of these people.
A little leaven spoileth the whole lump, he
says. And the foxes spoil the vines.
Mm-hmm.
The American people, let's just take it to what's going on in our country right now. Because, friends, what's going on in our country is the message, again, going back to Scripture, is the message of the prophet. So I'm likening this message to what the prophets would say and the prophets would do in our time. Because when we look at the crimes being perpetrated by this administration towards its people. I want to ask you a question first and foremost, and I'll let you ask. As a matter of fact, if you'd like to call in and answer it, please do. 1-866-233-0747. Here's the question. What would you think if a guy was driving down the highway, a four-lane highway, and he was driving just total erratically and sporadically, he was going to the left and to the right, and he was endangering all the people on the highway, okay? And a police officer notices the man was endangering the lives of those he was there to protect. Can you imagine the cop pulling over the individual that was endangering the lives of the people? Okay? And let me say it this way. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Okay? what would be the response of the cop when he went up to the window after he pulled him over? Would it be a smile on his face and love and joy and peace and the fruits of the Spirit? Because this individual that's breaking the law doesn't understand what the fruits of the Spirit are.
Well, yeah.
Because against such there is no law.
Right.
Galatians 5.
Yeah.
What do you think his response would be when he sees that individual endangering the lives of others?
Well, his response should be indignation towards the laws that are being broken, because not only is he jeopardizing his own life, but the lives of everybody around him.
Yeah.
But even when that police officer has that indignation, he's still walking in the fruits of the Spirit, because that is love.
That is right.
That is peace.
You're right.
Okay, the fruits of righteousness is truth. So when you look at him and you say, hey, you are endangering the lives of all these people, he should have an indignation because he loves people.
Okay.
And he loves the laws of the land that this man's breaking.
Okay, now let me ask the next question. 1-866-233-0747. I'll put it as a question. What would you think of an administration that was not ruled by law endangering the lives of 312 million people?
Oh, great.
1-866-233-0747. How should the people respond?
Great.
Just
point.
Curious. The American people and their representatives are guilty of dereliction of duty when it comes to the failure of impeachment concerning this criminal in office. A criminal is those that violate God's moral law. Okay? Barack Hussein Obama, as well as his criminal administration, America needs to understand that they're adding strength to tyranny by giving permission to destroy for yet another 2 years. Can I ask the question to the American people? How much do you love your country that you would actually tolerate the crimes of this administration that are being uncovered on a daily basis to just overlook them? I'm curious. I want to know.
You know, and going back to your analogy, when you mentioned it for another 2 years, what we think of the police officer who saw that driver driving sporadically and erratically all over the place, if he said, well, he's got another 2 years to do that, and then we'll be done with him.
You see, but the people that stand back and they point the finger at the cop that was angry with those that were endangering the lives of those other people that were on the road, they're actually judging the cop for being so hard against their crimes that are being committed against the people that he's actually protecting.
That's right. Rather than loving the cop and thanking the cop for enforcing the law so that everybody else is safe, not the criminal safe, but everybody else is safe.
You mean so you don't think he would just walk up to that person and say, you know, I just got to tell you, this government loves you, and this government's got a wonderful plan for your life.
You have 2 more years to drive recklessly, endangering everybody's lives.
Right.
But in 2 years, you mean you're done with, you know, you'll be done with the car in 2 years.
Okay, now, that kind of mindset, where would that kind of mindset come from?
I don't even know. It's so ridiculous.
What kind of a mind or a heart would that come from?
A lawless heart.
To actually point the finger at the one calling out the administration for its crimes against the people that are criticizing the ministry.
Yeah, I would say it would not be a heart of true love.
That's right.
I'm not understanding
just
what true love
forget
is.
About Jesus.
Yeah.
Forget about John the Baptist pointing his finger at the greatest prophet born of women, pointing his finger at the king for all of the evils in which he is perpetuated against the people in Israel, in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, was he a stupid prophet? Because Jesus said he was the greatest prophet born of women.
No.
Making the path straight for the Lord to actually fulfill his purposes.
You know, when you look in the Word, and you look in Scripture, and you look at even what Jesus said and what he did when he was in the temple. He said he was overchanging the money. He was saying, listen, my temple, house.
He had an attitude problem.
It's called a house of prayer. Now, can you imagine if today, if Jesus would walk into one of those temples where all these things are going on, all the money changing and all the things that are going on that are wickedness, and start overturning and rebuking people. Listen, the Lord called, you know, get thee behind me, Satan. You know, we're going, you brood of vipers, you hypocrites. You know, Jesus spoke as a man rebuking. He said,
he spoke
sin?
As one having authority and
That's
not
right.
as the scribes, those that knew the word of God, doctors of the law.
That's right.
That
said,
didn't apply the word. He was damning them because they weren't applying the word, and they were allowing others to actually come in because they were actually opening the doors to the wolves to come in and destroy the sheep, and the prophets were there to protect the sheep.
That's right. And we're supposed to, and he said, them that sin rebuke before all that others also might fear.
Right.
So you're loving someone, rebuke, correct, you know, all this doctrine, we're supposed to rebuke and correct with all authority. When we're looking at people and we're looking at the situation of today, love is not to overlook what's going on. Love is to stand up and speak out against going on, because you're protecting the innocency of the people.
That's right.
It's almost like
that's a mercy to the people, but those that observe lying vanities, they forsake their own mercy.
And it's almost like they're showing more mercy mercy towards the criminal
always.
Than they are to the people that the criminal is violating.
Without fail.
Yeah.
Without fail. Now, going back to my point, let me say it again. The American people and their representatives, your representatives, friends, are guilty of dereliction of duty when it comes to the failure to impeach the criminal in office, Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, there's no truth in the man. And everybody and their dog and their cat and their parakeet knows what I'm saying is exactly right on the money. He's endangering this country on a 24/7 basis. The American people are very well aware of this, unless you're an ostrich with your head stuck in the sand.
Well,
seriously,
I'm not being funny. Yeah.
Seriously, you have to be closing your eyes pretty tightly not to see what's going on in this country. Also, murdering and advocating the murder of the innocent in the womb over 240 times, entertaining your sworn enemies in the White House, dropping the borders, but accusing you at the airport on a daily basis to the TSA, a pretended authority, violating Article 4 of the Bill of Rights that many bled, died, fought, bled, and died to ratify on a daily basis, accusing you of being suspect when it comes to a terrorist. Okay? Let me go over to this real quick. These criminals and their crimes in this administration are not hidden because the Bible tells us in Luke 12, 2 through 4, that there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and there's nothing hid that shall not be made known. And we also know that Satan makes his ministers to look like
angels of light.
Angels of light. Okay? So they look like it. They act like it. They smell like it. They have the color of it, but they're not it.
That's why Jesus said you know them by their fruit.
Thank you. So they're being uncovered on a daily basis in the face of the American people. Reading Article 2, Section 1, Clause 5 of the United States Constitution, it reads, "No person except a natural-born citizen or a citizen of the United States at the time of the adoption of this Constitution shall be eligible to the office of the president. Neither shall any person be eligible to that office who shall not have attained the age of 35 years and 14 years a resident within the United States of America." Now, going back to just prove my point again, friends, I want you to understand that I didn't say that. Barack Hussein Obama's wife said that. People around his administration have said that he is not from America. Okay? Foreign countries have said that he's not from America. Okay? Foreign leaders from across the globe said that he is a Muslim and he is not from America. I didn't say that. I'm just riding on the facts because, again, facts are stubborn things. Going to Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, I add, "The President, Vice President, and civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason," bribery, "or other high crimes," now listen to this, "and misdemeanors. The least offense towards the laws of our constitutional republic, the hammer's to drop, friends. Not the other way around." I'm going to come right back talking about this, friends. America's ignorance of the Constitution gives the criminal in the White House permission to destroy.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, Are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Here, listen to this. Okay, we'll try that again. Here, listen to this.
That is due to homophobia. Barack has led by example. When we took our trip to Africa and visited his home country,
in Kenya,
we took a public HIV test. For the very point of showing folks in Kenya that there is nothing to be embarrassed about in getting tested. And we did it as a couple.
Oh, that's beautiful.
His home country in Kenya.
Now, I played that for the very purpose, so nobody can lay charge to me that, look at Bradley Dean said, no, I didn't say it. And it's a good thing that we're basically clarifying that on the air, because I'm not the one that said that. His wife said that. MSNBC news anchors, propagandists said that.
That's right.
Okay? They blurted out the truth in their confusion is what they did. Now, friends, again, going back to what we were talking about just a couple minutes ago concerning this administration, it's interesting when I recite Article 2, Section 4, it says the president, vice president, and all civil officers of the United States, those that work for us, folks, of the United States, shall be removed from office on impeachment for, let me just take it to the end, for misdemeanors, the smallest violation of law, not for treason, not only for treason, not for entertaining or making alliance with America's sworn enemies. I mean, I don't understand what the American people don't understand. Because it's the responsibility of the American people to respond to the crimes that are being committed. The people in this country know exactly who the guilty are as well as the crimes that they are committing. It's not like it's a thing that's being done in the dark. It's being done in the face of the American people. Oh, and by the way, keep in mind, these representatives that I'm speaking of are violating the oath that they themselves swore to uphold with their hand on the Bible. So, America doesn't need another debate or play on words to know what their responsibilities and duties are. But I'll tell you what we can do. We can just go ahead and ridicule those that are actually exposing and pointing the finger, which is the very purpose of the church. It's called to be the light to reprove the works of darkness. Folks, the borders are wide open. ISIS fighters are given permission to return to the United States after battling America's allies. And this president is in a known alliance with America's sworn enemies. We're not supposed to call them out. Wow, that's incredible to me. Attitude problem, seriously.
Yeah, you might
have
to tell that.
You know what, I want to tell you something. I do have an attitude problem, and I also want to tell you that it's totally personal, because we are talking about subjecting ourselves to a tyrant in every sense of the word.
Yeah, and if you don't want to take our word for it, look at Brigitte Gabrielle. It's very personal to her, because she spent 7 years in an 8x12 bunker.
You even have Fox News exposing this administration, that's and right. You know when the Fox News guys and girls are doing it, something's got to be seriously amiss, right? See, folks, our forefathers left America with the example of what not to tolerate, namely a tyrant named George, and people that do ridicule the things that we do as a ministry. I also want to point out this is the act of a prophetic ministry in every sense of the word, because Torah means to point the finger, okay, for the preservation of who we are as a people, because we love, not because we hate, right? But when we look at the history of a people who would not suffer any longer a long train of abuses, our forefathers, by a tyrant, listen carefully, who would not rule in accordance with God's government, Exodus 18:21, so instead of jeopardizing the future of their posterity and their blood-bought freedoms, they threw off an ungodly tyrant. So, friends, which one makes sense? Throw off the Constitution or throw off the men that pervert the Constitution? Because it sounds pretty simple to me, and I lay to your charge, friends, because I love, the knowledge that you have now been given should move your feet to action so that you are not found to be a criminal against your God, your people, or your country. Read James 2:14-26.
Well, amen and amen. You know, it makes you think of two.
Hallelujah.
That's right. We have a church up in here. But, you know, when you look at our founding forefathers, we are their posterity. And sometimes, you know, how you look at like a really, really awesome, a courageous man of God, and then you look at their children, and their children are not quite that awesome. They're just kind of more pansies, or they don't stand up for the same things that their father or their mother did. When we look at ourselves, are we the type of offspring of our founding forefathers, men who were so courageous, men who valiantly fought for our freedom? Are we the kind of posterity that they can be proud of? Or are they the kind of posterity, are we the kind of posterity that John Adams talked about repenting in heaven, that he ever took half the pains to preserve our republic if you did not make sure that you established it and preserved the republic?
All in the fight, in the revolution, in the bloodshed that he must have seen.
That's
and
right.
Endured.
And everything that he went through, and the sacrifice of going even years and years and years without seeing his family and his children, are we going to take that sacrifice and the sacrifice of so many others since then in vain? When you look at people like, you know, the Vaughns who have lost their son, their SEAL team, Aaron Vaughn, you look at those kind of people, and you look at all those people and parents and family members, and I talk with people personally at the State Fair over the past couple weeks here, that they have, you know, my sister is buried at Arlington, and you know, here's my dad, I'm here with my family, but my dad leaves again to go back to Afghanistan in another couple weeks. So when you look at the sacrifice made and how brave these people are, should it not be our least amount of duty to make sure that Constitution and our Republic is upheld here back at home? I mean, if we're really grateful,
that's what a patriot is, by the way,
for that sacrifice, that's the least we can do. I mean, we're neglecting and we're derelict of duty when we're watching the game on TV and we've got all of our entertainment
plans, or we're in church praising Jesus,
but not do anything that Jesus tells us to do.
Yeah.
We have to make sure that we understand that, listen, freedom is not free, both spiritually and both naturally. What are we doing? Are we the kind of children, so to speak, that our founding forefathers, as their posterity, can be proud of? Or have we let them down? And if we are letting them down, let's pick the ball back up and run with
Amen.
It. I can't tell you how many
times. That's the fruit of repentance,
yeah,
by the way.
I can't tell you how many times and how many veterans I've talked to even recently said, listen, we feel like you've done your job. Now it's our turn to do our job. The veterans that went over and fought, they fought willingly. And a lot of them are still fighting today.
What do they say? Just from the conversations, because we have conversations with these guys, I would say almost on a 2 to 3 times on a weekly basis.
Yeah.
What's the response of those concerning the administration? What are those veterans that have paid the price?
I can't believe what this administration is doing.
Or what the people are allowing.
Yeah.
They're saying that we can't even believe that the people are allowing this. And then they go over to the young people and they say the kids have no knowledge of the price paid for their freedoms. I want to say this, okay, and I'm going to shoot it back over to you. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Let me say that again. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Because then love wounds itself by killing justice. God's government was established by God because he loved. God gave his law because he loved, not because he hated. And when you go to the cross of Jesus Christ, who died on the cross, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever should believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Keep in mind again, friends, that was twofold. It was a demonstration of to show the people how much God hated sin because Christ was the sacrifice for the sins of mankind. But it was also a demonstration of how much God loved mankind. Everything Jesus did was love because we know God is love. But the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 13 that let love be without iniquity, lawlessness. The Bible tells us, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Don't tolerate it. Don't allow it. Don't stand back and pray and see, well, God's on his throne. What's he going to do? Well, the Lord's looking down on you saying, no, what are you going to do in response to my commandments? You say you love me, but you do not those things that I tell you to do. Depart from me, you workers of iniquity. Does that sound familiar? Because that was directly out of the mouth of Jesus Christ. Let me say this one more time. How ridiculous to overlook judgment because of kindness. Then love wounds itself by killing justice. I also want to go back to the beginning of the show, and I'm highlighting the squeaky wheel just a little bit, but I want people to understand what we endure here. Again, from the left, as you call it, we expect it. But what we don't expect it from, at least I didn't a long time ago, I know how the game is played now, if you want to deal with the snakes, go into the Professed Church of America. Because that's where they're at. As a matter of fact, Jesus, when he went into the synagogues, that's where he was delivering these people from devils. Mm-hmm. Isn't that interesting? And then he was going into the temple, and he was overthrowing tables. He was taking a whip and turning those things up, and he said, you've made my father's house, which was supposed to be a house of prayer, into the den of thieves. And you know what's interesting is this comes to mind, too. It wasn't too long ago where I was going. We just watched a true story of a prophet by the name of Vernon John who preceded Martin Luther King.
That's right.
And he got up in front of his congregation. That this congregation was a black congregation. And instead of bringing justice to those that were to administer the law, in other words, the cops were raping their daughters and they were killing their sons on the road, they were lynching them, this preacher, this prophet of God, got up there and said, you know what, you're ashamed of what you used to be, but I'm ashamed of what you become. And what he told his congregation is, what you need is justice. You need justice. But what that church did is they wanted to get rid of that pastor, that prophet of God, because he was rocking the boat and they didn't want the boat rocked. That's the job of the church, is to rock the boat, not just to rock the boat. Friends, if you want to change the future, said William Booth, then you're going to have to trouble the present. But you're not the one violating the law. Those that we are to correct are. Okay? So we're not the rebels, but that's what the spirit of the world will do, is they'll call you a rebel. They'll call you look at the apostles. They turned the world upside down. They didn't turn it upside down. They turned it right side up. I mean, they were calling Paul a cult leader.
Mm-hmm.
Seditious. My goodness. Paul, how many times was Paul in jail for preaching the good news, and Peter and the apostles? But they said it's better to obey God than man.
That's right.
I mean, can you imagine the Pharisees were right along with it, making sure they were being scourged and they were beaten and they were being crucified? Because keep in mind, it was the Pharisees of the day that went to Herod and said, crucify him.
Yeah, you know.
For what? Well, they were having Barabbas being delivered up.
Yeah.
For what? Murder. Well, they were committing the act of murder. They were saying, no, let Barabbas go. Because he's just like us.
Yeah, you look at Catherine Booth, too, as well. She said, well, listen, well, there would be uproars. And she said, well, bless God, the Acts of the Apostles, if you look at the books of Acts, it's filled with uproar. She says, bless God, if we had the same thing happening today, what a different world it would be.
Atonements. How many are in the book of Acts alone?
Right.
Incredible. Bradley and Stephanie, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Jan at RestoringOurPromise.com. Bradley was a speaker at our Restoring Our Promise event, and we were so glad he was. Bradley demonstrates a deep knowledge of what made our country great, who our founders were, and what they believed. Without this information, we're easily misled by those who desire to harm us. His knowledge of our history and God's influence in our country shows why we have risen to the place we have. Our country needs to remember this, and Bradley says it in plain English so that anyone who wants to know can understand.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
In today's unstable environment, self-protection is critical. Civil unrest, riots, looting, it's happening now, right here in the United States, and your rights are at risk. If passed, H.R. 5344 would ban Level 3 and above body armor. Katie Armor is standing up for you. We offer the most affordable Level 3 body armor on the market. Katie Level 3 armor withstands pistol and rifle hits up to 7.62 NATO. Get yours at katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-Armor.com. Katie Armor. Come and take it.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Welcome again to the Sons of Liberty. Folks, check us out online. Brand new website, Sons of Liberty Media, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, I want to just tell you this. Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile, said Billy Sunday.
I love that quote.
Going to church doesn't make you a Christian any more than going to a garage makes you an automobile. Okay, but I want to leave it on a positive note, and then we're going to take these quick phone calls. Keep your heads up to those that have ears to hear and eyes to see, because God gives his hardest battles to his strongest soldiers. Don't waste your time with people that talk. It's a quick lesson. Man, I remember a famous evangelist told me one time, he said, Bradley, that's a different show. It was great stuff, yeah. And he's exactly right. In other words, learn the lesson quickly rather than let it drag out. Just deal with the issue right off the bat.
Yeah, that makes
we
sense.
Got Tim Brown calling from, I bet it's Freedom Outpost. He got Bradley and Stephanie. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Is this Tim Brown?
You're on it again today. Just want to call in and chime in. Something that we thought about before, and you were just hitting on it. Isn't it amazing that the church will praise all of the great men that God has sent her throughout the history, through whether it's Luther or Calvin or Spurgeon or Augustine or whoever it is, and they'll say, man, we need people like that today, and they really praise those guys for what God did through them. And when God sends them people like that, they say, to heck with you, we want you out of here. We don't want you as
Bingo.
Part of, we don't want you identifying with us because we don't believe like you do. They do the same thing the prophets did, or not the prophets, the Pharisees did, that Jesus accused them of being the whitewashed tombs. They slew the prophets that God sent them. And then the later generations sit there and honor them. They whitewash their tombs and they did all of that. And that's really what Jesus got at them about. And if people can't see that God is sending us his messengers and calling us to repentance as a nation, calling us specifically first as the church. I mean, my goodness, if the church doesn't get its house in order first,
how can
we expect the world to do that?
That's right. Tim, for some reason, it's always the fourth segment people like to call in, but I want to piggyback something you just said because it was the reformer Martin Luther who said of himself that he was rough, boisterous, stormy, and altogether warlike. I am born to fight against innumerable monsters and devils. Now, can you imagine what the professed Church of America would say of a guy like that today, just going, coinciding with exactly what you just said?
And one more thing I'd like to add to that, too, is you're watching a documentary of Martin Luther King Jr., and one of the interviewees who are being interviewed said, you know, they have this quote that says, now that he is safely dead, let us praise him. For history makes such convenient heroes because they're no longer alive to alter what we have made them out to be,
that's
basically.
Right.
So when you look at those and he's talking about, you know, they say, oh, we need a guy like Luther again in the church. And then all of a sudden when God brings up or raises up a man like that, it's like, oh, we don't need this. Shut your mouth. And when you look at that, they're safely dead. They're no longer there to open up their mouths and rebuke them and correct them.
Oh, yeah.
And then they can praise them.
Oh, yeah. Or what they'll do is they'll go through Scripture and try to negate the gift of the prophet. But what they'll do is they'll try to, like a pigeon picking for peas, they'll pick and choose Scriptures, which, by the way, if they put them in context, contradicts everything that they're attempting to do. We got Pete from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing excellent. How are you doing, Bradley?
I'm hanging in there, brother, from another mother.
Yeah, let me ask you something. I mean, why is it that now the people that are in my generation, you know, 26 and whatnot, you know, how come we're, for the most part, so engulfed in pop culture and ungrateful for what the blood, sweat, and tears of all the righteous people that went off to die, you know?
Well, when I do high school assemblies, what I do, my friend, is I bring them through a plethora of topics and showing them what they're being subjected to, because it's the parents dropping them off at public schools to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government in the first place. But what I'll do
you
is...
I know something.
Well, let me answer your question really quick, Pete.
I just started college back in the fall and stuff.
Don't
hang
up.
I'm looking at my film class, and the first film they show us is a Turkish film that won so many awards, supposedly. And it has two lesbians making out, and it's like a porno, and this is in our film class. And,
well, here.
And humanistic education, but
yeah,
you're right on the money with your videos and whatnot. And most people, they don't want to talk about this. They're not in both, but...
Hey, man, I'm getting the Holy Ghost, brah. And thank you for your call, Pete. Just to answer your question is that the church in America has failed to bring law to grace. Because when you read Galatians 3:24, wherefore the laws are schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ, that we might be justified by faith. The professed church in America has abrogated the law of God that Christ never came to abrogate. And they live accordingly, and then they call it grace, when in fact it's licentiousness. But the answer to America's dilemma in the church, first and foremost, is giving people a knowledge of their sin, which converts their soul, Psalm 19:7. And it's also mandatory that the church in America, the preachers, understand law to grace, because most of them haven't even been converted. And then we wonder why, you know, our preachers in the pulpits today, the hirelings and the whores that they are, why they're preaching what they're preaching. But what's interesting is I had a young man call me, 26 years old, who totally gets everything I'm saying, trying to figure out why they're being subjected to everything, trying to figure out, you know, why are we being subjected to all this stuff? Because it's the people that are attacking guys like me, Pete, that don't want you to know the truth, because once you get the truth, then it exposes them for what they've left undone.
And you have to respond.
So I get it from the left and the right, friends, and I'm talking about even from the front and the back. It's just like, okay. But what we need to do is preach Christ crucified, which is the very pearl of the church. It's the pearl that belongs to the church, and the church knows nothing of it, the professed church. And in the natural, what we do is we always take the next generation when we're out there preaching from the housetops the way that we're called to slay sin, not to play with it or defend it. What we do is we go out there and we show them the price paid for their freedoms. You bring him to Arlington Cemetery. As a matter of fact, if I could bring every kid that's in a correctional institution, a prison, whatever, a jail somewhere locally to Arlington Cemetery, friends, and show them the price paid for their freedoms, that's what's going to convert their heart. That's what's going to show them a heart of gratitude for the freedoms that they have. Not to be beat over the top of the head because they better, because if they don't, they're going to end up in hell. You know not what you say when you think things like that, friends. We do what we do in this ministry because we love the Christ for what he did for us, covering our sin through his blood, delivering us from the power of darkness, and leading us to what? The ways of salvation, receiving the end of our faith, even the salvation of our souls. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, we would be shouting it down.
That's right. You know, and just to prove your point on that, we were watching a documentary on Arlington, and one of the soldiers who guards the Tomb of the Unknowns, he said, when you see people and kids getting off the tourmobiles, he said, they're cutting up, they're joking around. Once they observe the changing of the guard, he says, what are they? They're changed people. It becomes serious to them. They understand the sacrifice. In fact, when our young son was there at maybe 8 years old, he said, I felt like crying because he understood the soberness of the atmosphere and what the sacrifice was and how important it was that they were guarding the Tomb of the Unknowns. And perfection is required for them as they guard the Tomb of the Unknowns.
I want to say something. This just came to my thought, too. Tim Brown was just telling me recently how an individual actually is protesting churches for, there's a group of people out there, I believe they're called the Minutemen, they're protesting churches for not standing against the sins that they're tolerating. The preachers are actually, the pastors and the priests are actually getting them thrown in jail.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you see what this is coming to, friends? I hope you do, because again, let me say this. Those that observe lying vanities, you forsake your own mercies. What you allow today from this administration at length will be your own demise. How you can stand back and tolerate those, not just this administration and those within his administration, but within the pulpits, within civil government, within their homes. And I'll tell you why you tolerate sin, friends. Let me just tell you this. Because you tolerate it within yourself. Just like Charles Spurgeon rightly said, if you want to see why people defend their sin, follow them home. Mm-hmm. And the only argument against the Holy Bible is an unholy lifestyle. That's all yours.
That's exactly right. This might be a great point to bring up our My War documentary series, because we're talking about the Acts of the Apostles and uproars and tumults. Well, this documentary series that we have, it's one that I always say every household in America should have. It's actually our product of the week. It's our featured product of the week this week. But what it does, it takes you inside the 350 public high schools that we've done with tea parties and churches and encompasses a wide variety of all the issues we face in our society today. Ooh. It also takes you back to the foundations of our country to give you a clarity as to what our founders were, their true intentions. And you can watch literally us being kicked out of schools for teaching the Constitution and showing the preservation of life.
And you can see how the students respond to what happened because it didn't go the direction they wanted it to, right?
They start stomping their feet. Saying, let him speak. But if you want to get that documentary series, please go to SonsLibertyRadio.com, SonsLibertyRadio.com.
Well, also wanted to let you know that James Dobson's ministry will be picking up My War. It will be playing primetime September 16th, Tuesday at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time. They were going to be running, and they are going to be running 18 to 20 episodes of My War. Again, you will see this on national television. Aside of that, friends, we also wanted to tell you thank you very much for making us the number one Saturday radio show on Genesis Communication Networks from 2 to 4 Central Standard Time. So do join us tomorrow, friends, because we're going to rock the boat by the Word of God. But we need you, Holy Ghost, to rock it all the more, who came to convict of sin, righteousness, and judgment. Yes. Love you. Our hearts, 1 John 3:18. Love you by what we do. Deeds, not words. Again, we will talk to you in 23 for 2 hours. See ya.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your
youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.